Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we are in Laredo, Italy, and we are in an Airbnb that has a very large room for me to record in, so there's a little background noise. We hope that it's not overwhelming today. As we continue our practice in the book of Sirach, we are in chapter 28 with 29, actually, that is correct. Chapter 29, verse 23. Whether little or much, be content with what you have. Then you will hear no reproach as a parasite. Contentment is a state of being satisfied with what one has, regardless of the amount or value of possessions. It is a mindset that allows individuals to appreciate and find joy in their current circumstances, rather than constantly striving for more. Living with little or much is a subjective experience and can vary greatly depending on individual circumstances. Some may have a very few material possessions but still feel content and fulfilled, while others may have a lot but constantly feel a sense of lack or dissatisfaction. The key to true contentment lies in being grateful for what one has, rather than focusing on what is missing. When we learn to be content with what we have, we are less likely to compare ourselves to others and feel envious or resentful. This mindset can help us avoid the temptation to become a parasite, someone who relies on others for their own gain without contributing anything of value in return. When we are content with our own resources and abilities, we are more likely to take responsibility for our own well-being and not rely on others to provide for us. Being content with what we have also allows us to live within our means and avoid the trap of constantly chasing after material possessions or status symbols. This can lead to a more sustainable and fulfilling life, where we are able to focus on the things that truly matter to us rather than being consumed by a desire for more. Contentment can also lead and bring a sense of peace and happiness, as we are able to appreciate the small joys and blessings in our lives without constantly seeking external validation and or approval. It can help us cultivate a sense of gratitude and mindfulness, leading to a more positive outlook and a greater sense of well-being. Whether we live with little or much, it is important to cultivate a mindset of contentment. By learning to be satisfied with what we have, we can avoid the pitfalls of envy, resentment, and dependency on others. Contentment allows us to live more authentically and fully, appreciating the richness of our own lives and experiences. Ultimately, it is in the sense of contentment that will shield us from reproach as a parasite, allowing us to live with integrity and grace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. You know, at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. Lord, please deliver us from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, and that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 29. It's verse 23. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Live Simply. Whether you live with little or much, be content with what you have in a clutch. For in contentment lies true wealth, and brings to your heart peace and health. Do not compare with those around, their possessions and their ground, for jealousy will eat away at your happiness day by day. Live simply with gratitude for all the blessings that ensue. Be thankful for each small delight, and cherish them with all your might. For in the end, it matters not the things you have, the battles fought. What truly counts is peace within, and a heart that's free from sin. So whether you have little or much, be content with what you touch. For then no reproach will come your way. You'll live each moment without dismay. Amen. I'm Tom Shukruz Wiggins. It is April 2nd, 2024. I'm recording this morning at 1:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's up with the angels this morning early. We got an early trip this morning. We're going to be heading out at about 5:30. Got a very long day. A lot of driving today, about 8 hours total. And we're heading over to see Padre Pio and heading back to Rome. Keep us in your prayers as we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name. Tony, I love you so much. God bless you. Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.